I'm Jeremy Zidek. I'm a digital product owner at BASF, working primarily in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay, tell me what that means.
So that basically means the digital tools that either support and enable our products or the, for my role specifically, digital farming, which is basically enabling agronomic insights and being able to push those out to our growers to achieve productivity gains, yield gains, whatever the case may be, just really getting our agronomic expertise in the hands of our growers.
Okay, so let's talk about what you can do for a farmer in central Illinois to help him on his 2,500-acre corn and soybean farm.
Sure. I mean, right now we have an interesting site out there called Revex Fields. It's part of Grow Smart Live. Grow Smart Live is kind of our digital agronomic hub and also that kind of communication space to our growers that you can sign up to for free. It's got retailers, growers on there, but it's an interesting site. It allows you to see the effectiveness of Veltima for corn, Revitech for soybeans, and you can check out the yield gains based on trial data and farm trial data that are around those sites in Illinois and anywhere else in the nation you're interested in. Interestingly, in the next year, I'm running a pilot this year in Illinois, Iowa, and Ohio on Zarvio Field Manager. This is our on-farm field management. It's an FMIS system. Looking to commercially launch that in 2024. So when that comes out, you'll have pest and disease notifications on, you mentioned Illinois, so potentially tar spot up in the north. You'll have target spot, frog eye, all these pest and disease models. You can do seed scripts, variable rate nutrition, variable rate crop protection, probably something that's coming, variable rate seed maps, basically end-to-end from pre-season planting through harvest.
What is the learning curve for a farmer who has not taken advantage of opportunities in digital farming before?
That's a great question. Some of the feedback that we've gotten, the pilots so far, is the ease of use. And I've been doing precision ag for probably 20 years since I graduated from Penn State. And this is, to me, the easiest tool that we've ever built. And by we, I mean BASF and the company I worked for, ZX, that was acquired back in 2016 by BASF. This is probably the easiest to use tool I've seen. And also, we have a go-to-market strategy that we're looking to leverage our relationships with the retail channel, going through independent agronomists, retail agronomists. So, you know, if you're more comfortable using it on your own as a grower, we can do that. But if you want to work with your agronomists to make sure that the recommendations are sound and work through the channel, that's what we're trying to enable as well.
You know, when you talk to farmers, They're always wanting more information and wanting to learn and everything, but it's also about that bottom line, penciling it out. Talk to me about the benefits there.
Sure. I mean, naturally, at the end of the day, nothing's going to work unless it achieves profitability or at the very least gives you some efficiency in your practices, right? Everybody wants to see that ROI. So, you know, if we're saying that you know, you're at risk of tar spot and we're recommending a certain fungicide spray there. You know, fungicides can be expensive. Growers want to see the ROI. So that's why, you know, it's not just Field Manager. It's that whole ecosystem of tools that are available and hopefully sites like Grow Smart Live that allow people to freely flow through the ecosystem can say, okay, I'm at risk of tar spot. Here's my recommended spray pattern. Let me just go to Revex Field to check, see how it's performing in our area, see how it's performing on my variety, and then get an idea of what your expected ROI can be that way.
Anything else that we haven't covered that we should share with the farmer listeners?
I would say just keep watching. I think 2024 is going to be an interesting year for digital farming with BASF. I think we're going to take it up a notch and be able to help the growers in many more ways and deliver our agronomic expertise out into the field.
Okay, I hear this voice in the back of my head saying, but I want to work with a person. Mm-hmm. I want to work with my dealer or my territory representative, my retailer. I want a human involvement.
Yeah, I think from the beginning of this project, we've always maintained that grower-focused, channel-engaged approach. And so certainly, I mean, we're going to have agronomists using the tool. Certainly that's someone you can work with. And our BRs are well aware of the coming launch, and they'll be there hopefully in the field to help you out with those questions as well. So definitely not meaning to replace the person in the field. This is not replacing the grower, replacing people, it's all about enabling.